Hello, world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show and to the second part in a two-part series celebrating the Abalo family birthday season. Last week was, of course, a phone call with my parents, and today will be a chat with my sister, Carol, making her return to the show for the first time since 2015, which seems longer than it is if you include the months and years on the calendar, but in reality, she hasn't been on since probably episode 80-something, so, okay, maybe it is a longer time. But we are catching up and chatting about all manner of stuff, chatting a bit about our parents and stuff like that. Not much birthday shenanigans to talk about, frankly. I mean, that would have been the hope if things were back to normal by now, but obviously things aren't. And my sister's still living in California, so we haven't seen her for a while, and we don't know when we're going to see her. Actually, Christmas 2018 was the last time we saw her. And unfortunately, Christmas of 2020 isn't looking so hot right now. So it's a real drag. But thankfully, there's Zoom. Thankfully, to a degree, I am feeling a bit of Zoom fatigue, if I'm being honest with you, between just general calls and catching up with different people. And obviously, I've been using it on the show for these last couple of months. And it feels like a real thing. Honestly, my heart goes out to the people who need to use Zoom on a daily basis for work. And I know a few of them. I mean, I'm not saying anything people don't already know, even logically, if you haven't experienced it yet. But my heart really goes out to people who have to sit at home on a camera all day and go through mundane stuff. This is fun. Doing a show is fun. So I'm okay with it on my end, but I'd still rather be getting together with people in person. And hopefully there will be some opportunity to mix it up in the coming weeks. And there is an opportunity for that, but I'm not going to get into it just yet. You're going to have to hang in there, but I'll let you know soon enough when we're going to be mixing it up. Speaking of which, something that was teased, or I should say it was just straight up mentioned. Andrew was kind of teasing about it a couple of weeks back, but we were talking about the Patreon page where you can support CAPE and help us to grow the show and upgrade our equipment and things like that. That's kind of the goal of, you know, just put the money back in the show, make the show better, of having the support, and also to build a community, of course, with you, the fans, you, the listeners, because we love you. That will be launching soon-ish. And again, more on that shortly. That's something that was originally bandied about for September, like coming in September, the Patreon page. It's going to be coming in October. It's going to be coming this month, and we're already in October, so not that much longer, but we'll be talking about that soon enough. So just sit tight. Big doings in the month of October, aside from my birthday, which is a whole 2 days away. But there's no show-oriented talk about that because there's nothing going on. Not having a party or anything because, hey, it's 2020. Anyway, listen in as I chat with my sister, Carol. Let's talk about Mom and Dad because they're characters, as hopefully everybody got a little taste of last week after all this time. You were kind of helping them through their Sopranos viewing. As far as I know, Dad wanted to know basically every location and every frame in the opening credits. And you kind of had to walk him through that because there are obviously a bunch of fan sites which break everything down. And Dad thinks he just knows where everything is. Like you say, oh, that's near Route 22 in such and such. And he's sitting thinking about it like, I don't remember seeing that there, like as if anything around there is going to be the same as it was 50 years ago when he lived here. But you kind of had the responsibility of walking them through all of that because I would just hear about the episodes after they watched them or what they were thinking about the show. But you actually had to be like their researcher.
It wasn't exhaustive. And honestly, if I remember correctly, some of the information, if not all of it, I found on the Wikipedia page for the show.
Oh, cool.
There might have been one or two things that I Googled. You know, I didn't have the opening sequence rolling in front of me and kind of, you know, okay, pause, let me look where the, you know, what this is. The one I specifically remember was just Mom said, oh, there's a pork store. You know, Dad thinks he knows where it is or he doesn't know.
Right.
I don't remember what the situation was, but that was one of the ones where it was a vacant building. They made a front for it, and that was that.
Right.
That's the one that sticks out.
And I bet Dad was getting himself in knots thinking about, where's that pork store? I don't recognize that pork store. I don't know, where's that? Is that over on, because he's thinking of all the streets he knows. And I went through that opening credit sequence with them, which is fun too, because they were kind of, at that point, they were very deep into the show. I don't know exactly what season, but they were well into it and really enjoying it. So it was funny for them to say like, no, play the credits. Yeah, we'll show you. We'll see what this is. Your sister looked this up, you know, Dad going through his whole thing. He says, yeah, like that, that's over there. Yeah, I think that's near Ironbound in Newark, or this is that. But it was funny, too, with them. As soon as I played it, they started singing along with the song, which is just kind of funny. Got myself a gun. You know, just the idea that they were actually into the show. It's not the perkiest theme song either. So that's why I thought it was kind of funny. It ain't exactly I'll Be There For You from Friends. Where it's something catchy and upbeat where it makes you want to sing along. Instead, it's about, you know, got up this morning, got myself a gun. Not exactly the type of thing you would think, you know, a couple of senior citizens would be singing along with, but there you have it. But they loved it and they're enjoying Boardwalk Empire just a little bit less, but Dad's enjoying that too because it's gangsters. That's been their other thing. I talked to them a bit about that last week because that's it. They're retired people. That's what they do.
I think they're coming to the end of that, if I remember correctly.
I think they have about 3 episodes left when I talked to him last week. I think they watched a few since because for whatever reason, Mom has been kind of dragging it out because they had, I think, 6 episodes. And I said, just watch the last 6. Dad wants closure. Dad wants to know what happens to Steve Buscemi. Because otherwise, he's going to make himself crazy. He'll be like, I don't know what's going on because he won't fight for the remote and say, oh, I want to watch this.
Since they're coming down the home stretch with that, I'm just getting this impression from recent conversation. Are you kind of scouting and pondering suggestions for them of something to check out next? Because you had asked me last week, you know, what do you think Dad would enjoy more, The Simpsons or King of the Hill? And then when I spoke to Mom recently, she said that you were talking to Dad about Family Guy. So I thought, okay, is he, you know, pitching next series ideas or
well,
now I know they've seen some Family Guy because every time I see Mission Impossible, I remember you said you watched that one with them. I specifically remember you mentioning seeing that one with them as well as I want to say
the Christmas episode for sure.
I'm testing my memory with the
That's right, the one where Joe gets introduced, but definitely we watch the Christmas one every year, so they definitely have seen that. I don't know that I ever sat down and said, you guys need to watch this episode, although maybe the one with Joe being introduced we did. I don't know. I feel like Family Guy might be a bit too random.
It's not the one with Joe being introduced. It was the one where he participates in the Olympics and then he gets the spokesman deals and Peter gets aggravated with him. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
But you may have seen A Hero Sits Next Door. That's Joe's first episode.
Well, they've definitely seen that.
My concern with, and I don't mean concern in that sense, though, by any means, but my concern with that is there are a lot of references or homages to movies and different popular culture things that are going to, unfortunately, and I don't mean this is an insult, but are going to fall flat.
Yeah, they're totally not going to get a lot of modern references.
One I was watching the other day, which just did this in the same episode. I can't remember. Was it the same episode? Or it was just two that were close together. There were, you know, two references to Fast Times. They're not going to know that because I'm sure they haven't seen that movie. And obviously that they were not the target audience for that. And I don't think that's one they would sit down and watch at this point in life either.
I wouldn't bet on it. No.
I mean, geez, I was in college by the time I saw that. I'm pretty sure that we rented that in Animal House at the same time. That's my recollection of seeing that movie was we rented the two of those movies.
We bought both of those movies at Warehouse Music. And I don't remember who bought what, but we made an agreement like, you buy Animal House and buy Fast Times.
I don't remember the purchase.
We did. We bought them. I do remember that. We absolutely went out.
I remember
renting
them. I don't remember. I remember Animal House because it was in a plastic case as opposed to a cardboard slipcase.
Yeah, it was like a clamshell kind of case.
And Fast Times, I would have thought that I bought Fast Times independently, and that was whether it was my last year of school or I don't know when, but I don't recall purchasing those.
No, we definitely we bought them together. I mean,
we rented them at the same time.
Maybe. I mean, now you got me questioning it. That's been the story in my head for years, is that we bought them together. Because I remember buying him a warehouse because I remember that Animal House case. I feel like maybe I bought Animal House and you bought Fast Times, but maybe I'm misremembering it. Maybe I'm giving it a better memory than how it actually was.
I mean, I wouldn't have remembered where you purchased that. I mean, I'm not faulting that because God knows there's plenty of things I've bought. Oh, I remember, you know, we got it here or there, but.
I mean, that's my recollection of it. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm willing to admit I'm wrong. But yeah, like they wouldn't get modern references of a lot of stuff like that. Whereas the Simpsons or King of the Hill is just more straightforward, more about a family and a neighborhood and, you know, different characters and all that stuff. It's character driven as opposed to something like Family Guy, which can be a lot more random. It was just a thought because, I mean, Dad likes cartoons and there's enough of that. I feel like there's enough just family stuff in both those shows where they're really easy for anybody to get into. And even with watching, you know, because Sherry's a big Family Guy fan. I'm sorry. Sherry's a big King of the Hill fan. And she knows the episodes really, really well. And there are some others that I've seen, particularly in like the second half of the show, because those didn't come on DVD till way later. But we've been watching them on Hulu. And even just watching episodes I hadn't seen ever before, they really did feel like, okay, yeah, this is something that's just straight. It happens to be an animated show, but it's just a show about a family. And their neighbors and, you know, all the other stuff that goes on. So it felt like it feels straightforward enough that I feel like they could get into it. And Dad's always a big fan of cartoons anyway. So I feel like it might be a bit of an experiment to see if he's into watching an animated sitcom, because that's essentially what they are. And same with The Simpsons. I mean, look, The Simpsons hasn't been on over 30 years for nothing. Obviously, it appeals to more people than, you know, just 8-year-olds who liked when Bart said, "Eat my shorts." So there's something to be found there for more than just kids, because it's hardly a kid's show.
Right.
But yeah, that's no. I'm like their entertainment coordinator. So that's why I look for shows. I mean, I suggested The Sopranos because it was never something that they actively avoided. I don't think we had HBO at the time. I think The Sopranos premiered around like 98, 99. And we didn't have HBO anymore. And I'm sure
we rarely had HBO, period.
I think we had it for like 2 years, maybe around when we finally switched over to cable. We had it for little while, but then mom got rid of it. Yeah, mom got rid of it at a point. But I'm sure they were aware of it, but just it wasn't really on their radar beyond that. So I said, you know, you guys should probably watch this. Meanwhile, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, I should watch this too. I should watch The Sopranos because I've never seen. I mean, I've seen random episodes years ago, and I don't remember them. Like two episodes that I saw. At this point, I don't even know if I've seen the whole thing, the entire episode of those two episodes. But I couldn't tell you a thing that happens in the show. Obviously, I know the ending because it's still talked about all these years later. But I said, yeah, you guys should watch The Sopranos, especially because it was filmed locally.
And I know nothing about the show.
Right. It was filmed locally, like actually shot in New Jersey. It takes place here. Yeah, it's about crime and everything. But I still thought, well, there's got to be enough there that, you know, at least Dad's going to enjoy it, even if Mom is. Depending how violent it gets. And same with Boardwalk Empire. I thought, okay, it's kind of a period piece. And even though it's more violent than The Sopranos, apparently, and goes a little dark, I thought, well, that might be something they're into. If they enjoyed Sopranos, maybe they'll enjoy another crime show that HBO created. But yeah, when they're done with that, I don't know. I mean, Mom's quite content to go back and watch The Rockford Files and McMillan Wife and all these other older shows that are available on streaming. Otherwise, I don't know. I feel like we kind of need to point Dad in the direction of a show. Because, I mean, those are two that sprang to my mind. Older shows, I feel like stuff they've watched in the past, like the Norman Lear shows, a bunch of those are on Stars. And I said, oh, they'd have some fun with that. Maybe that'd be a good choice for them. But I don't know if they're necessarily going to go back and watch some of that old stuff. Mom's more likely to than Dad. I feel like Dad does want something new. Because Dad will watch something once and be satisfied. Like, he's not big on going back and rewatching anything. Yeah. When he's done with it, he's just kind of done. So I am always trying to look out for, well, what is it they can watch? And for what it's worth, you know, King of the Hill is 11 seasons. At this point, Simpsons is on 32. So I thought, well, those will keep him busy for a while. There's more episodes, and they're shorter. You know, it's going to take him 8 hours of viewing to watch a season anyway. So, okay, this will last them for a little while until something comes along that might be their speed.
I mean, quite honestly, of the streaming services that I have, it's Netflix that I use the least. You know, oftentimes I would say, oh, I watch, you know, such and such. This is really good. You should, well, what is it on? Oh, I don't know what I'm watching's on. I just, you know, go from home. And then I said, Because I for the longest time did not use the search option from the home screen of the Fire Stick, because I thought, I don't want to search for some movie and then it's going to come up and it's going to be a channel I don't have and a subscription I don't have. I was just literally looking for the movies within the apps themselves. If it comes up, then it's there and I know I can watch because it's an app I'm paying for. Or if it's not, okay. Then it's not. Now I do see the advantage of doing it from that. And I find that in recent months or maybe more than months now, I have utilized the search from the home screen, because obviously it's going to pull up the movie. And then if it's on more than one item that you have, you know, it'll say options, you know, say it's on Prime and it's on Hulu, you know, so that is kind of, and then if right off the bat, you're going to know, okay, it'll say, you know, rent or buy. Okay. That's not currently streaming on anything I have, or it'll say, you know, it's on Cinemax, but I don't have Cinemax. So it'll say, you know, watch it with your free 30-day trial. So that is a more straightforward way, or kind of a one-stop shop way, to find out what's where, and if things are available. So I'd say Mom might have been a little more ahead of the curve on that than I was. But again, that's where it gets complicated, because then she's, oh, I don't know how I watched it. Because when she was saying she saw all this stuff, and I would look and I'd say, no, well, you know, it's not on Netflix and it's not on Hulu. So, you know, no, it's nothing I'm paying for. I don't click on anything that I have to pay for. And I thought, okay, well, I don't know why I'm not fine. And then I'd say, okay, you know, cause then there's ones that don't immediately spring to mind. Like she's watched it, and I've watched some things on there as well. She's watched a lot of things, you know, series wise and movie wise on IMDb TV. And again, I've utilized that, but in my head, you know, my brain's going, okay, Netflix, Prime,
you're thinking
Hulu,
of the paid subscriptions,
Stars, you know, whatever we have current subscriptions for.
Yeah, that's how she's finding a lot of the old shows. That's how she's watched Rockford Files and McMillan and Wife and stuff like that. Because Amazon owns IMDb, and that's why I thought, oh, okay, the Fire Stick's going to be great for them because they're seniors. No, because at least that way they can search for things and find stuff, as opposed to, I mean, prior to that they were just using the Blu-ray player, which had Prime Video, Hulu, which was discontinued. That was another one of the reasons why we ended up going with the Fire Stick, because Hulu was no longer available on that Blu-ray player. And it was Prime Video and Netflix and Hulu.
Right, mine either.
Yeah. So then it was, well, now what are we going to do? All right, well, these streaming sticks seem to be the way forward. Let's check that out. And they've been great. And now we got them on both our TVs here. They have theirs in the living room, which has been way helpful. But yeah, now she's able to find everything because it's giving you options across every possible service, the free ones and the paid subscriptions. So yeah, she's finding stuff all the time that I've never heard of. And same thing. Oh, I don't know what it was on. Oh, it was this thing. And she can't get anybody's names right either. She's her mother's daughter. She scrambles people's names. So she's not always able to say, oh, who was it? What was that show? You remember the show we used to watch? You know, kind of vague questions like that, where you don't necessarily, it doesn't actually give you any information. It's just, I guess you're supposed to guess along with Mom. That's usually kind of how that goes. But anyway, all right, you've made it this far, so now you get to be the next victim in our quarantine questionnaire.
Oh, okay, I don't know what I'm in for, because I haven't had a preview via...
Well, you
previous shows, and I don't know if they're all uniform or if they've been switched up depending on the show. So.
Well, that's your fault. See, you should have done your research. Had you been listening to the show, you would have had at least a relative idea. So now it's going to get sprung on you. But there are questions that are random. A lot of them are pretty straightforward. Anyway, if you could have a meal in one restaurant, what would the meal be and what restaurant would it be in?
Oh, jeez. It would probably be a toss-up, and I know that's not an answer if I absolutely have to pick one, but it would probably be a toss-up of a sushi establishment, an establishment that serves breakfast all day, or one of the vegan places that you wouldn't even know was vegan if you were eating it, which there are several of those in proximity to me that are stellar.
So there's no particular
choice.
It's hard
to narrow down to just one. But like the meal would be...
Okay.
Breakfast, Eggs Benedict, anything eggs, period, but Eggs Benedict, which not every place makes, or they have a cutoff time. I shouldn't have specified sushi. It should have been maybe more broadly called a Japanese restaurant, in which case, yes, I would, it would be sushi, tuna or salmon. I don't get that exotic. And of a vegan restaurant, a chicken dish or chicken sandwich, because I think it's more likely that, that they're in sandwiches, or burger option. Because even if it's something that comes with bacon or cheese, it's just, you know, it's pretty spot on. So yeah, I don't, unfortunately, I don't have a definitive, you know, single answer.
If exposure to the virus weren't a factor, what place would you like to have visited before the pandemic? Could be a city, a country, a theme park, an event, whatever.
The thing that's popping into my mind is probably Vegas. And again, you know, not that that's an 100% indoor destination. And not for me, certainly, because I don't gamble. And obviously you're inside to gamble. But, you know, I know they've reopened or reopened to an extent. And I think, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, I hope they're getting business because they desperately need it. And, you know, I don't know if they're, you know, I'm sure they're working with reduced staff and they had massive layoffs. But,
well, we're also talking about if the virus weren't.
I just can't imagine being there now because it's not true, you know, being in Vegas.
Well, we're talking about if the virus weren't a factor. Just if you could go visit and be safe and everything, where would you go?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, Vegas or a theme park, I would say.
If you could be quarantined with two celebrities, one male, one female, who would you choose?
See, there's, and again, I might be completely overanalyzing all of these. So I think there's layers to that. It's okay. Quarantine, you know, taking, you know, because like a lot of people would hear that and think along the lines of, if you could have anyone to your house for dinner, you know, who would it be? But if you're saying, okay, you're being quarantined, it's not just, okay, we're going to shoot the breeze for a while and I really admire you or your historical figure or what have you. And I've got a lot of questions to ask and I want to hear your, you know, your stories, your experiences, et cetera. You know, there's that, but then there's, okay, quarantine, you're literally living day in, day out with this person. So you're thinking, okay, that's kind of a different layer of things.
Yeah. It's
like I said, maybe I'm just overanalyzing. Well, you know, probably for male, yeah, it would come down to Craig, obviously, because he's got, you know, stories to tell. He'd be entertaining to be
Craig
around.
Ferguson.
I don't know that I know of a female, though, that I'd necessarily.
You don't want to be stuck at home with a broad for 6 months, 7 months. Because then you might have some competition when it came to Craig.
Yeah, well, there's the thing. Are we suspending reality and say, okay, if you're with these two, if they were single and you were able to,
it's just a flight of whimsy. You don't need to take it. I mean, we're just, it's just having a little bit of fun with it. You don't need to look at it as, well, let me measure this out. Now now is he single? Does he have a hall pass to, you know, get freaky with me? What exactly are the terms of this agreement? It's literally just a flight of whimsy where you can just pick it for the sake of having fun. This is not too serious. None of this is going down on paper. Nobody's negotiating a deal for you to be locked up with somebody like Big Brother.
Oh, no, of course not. No, I know that. But I'm just saying you just raised the point of oh, well, you know, if you had a female, there'd be some competition. Say, well, you know, would we necessarily be going down that road or would literally be your, you know, cohabitating because of the circumstances? And,
maybe.
You know, that's that.
Maybe. People have needs. When you're stuck inside with somebody for months and months, hey, man, stuff happens.
Well, yeah, point taken.
So no female you can think of off the top of your head?
No, honestly, no.
If you released a perfume, what would you call it and what would it smell like?
I don't know. I'd have to think about the name. Probably would have lavender in it to some degree because I do like lavender. I'm trying to think if I have another favorite scent that I would maybe mix in with that. What would I call it? I don't know, maybe Zen or something. And I'm sure there's probably one that already exists with that name. But, you know, because lavender is a, you know, relaxing scent. You know, it's used to promote sleep and just to, you know, they use it in spas. And it just has that quality. So maybe I'd call it, you know, Zen or Peace or, again, all of these, I'm sure, are candle names somewhere.
What do you put on first, pants or socks?
Pants. Boy, give me some more of those. Apparently, that's where my strength is.
What, this or that questions?
It's straightforward questions like that.
Coke or Pepsi?
This or, yeah, exactly.
Nothing open-ended. Nothing.
Rapid fire.
Yeah, no thinkers. I see. Maybe I'll have to modify that. Maybe that'll be the next round of one-on-one questioning I'll do with people. Because, well, then you're really going to wrestle with this one. If you could be a man for a day, what would you do?
I'm stealing this from, gosh, now I can't remember who said it. There was an actress that was interviewed probably in Cosmopolitan or one of those magazines. I always remember this. Don't ask me why, but I don't know if it was the question was posed, what would you do if you were a male for a day? But whoever it was, and this is really annoying me that I can't think of who it was. Like I said, I'm ripping off their answer, but they said they would have sex. And I thought, you know what? That makes total sense. Because why wouldn't you take that opportunity to see what it's like for the other?
How else are you going to know? Just for a day, and then you can go back to the way it was.
I thought, wow, what a great, because honestly, I don't know if I wouldn't have thought of that. I just thought that was a great point. I thought, wow, you know, yeah, why wouldn't you do that?
Taking weight gain and other health risks out of the equation, what five foods would you like to live on while being stuck at home?
Oh, easy. Eggs, sushi, macaroni and cheese, tacos. I've got one more left, right?
Yeah. Damn. I should have led with that one.
Let's see. I've got one left. You know what? At this point, probably Impossible or Beyond Burgers, if I can use brand names, Impossible or Beyond Burgers. Because I actually said to you recently that in a week's time, I had those three or four times from different establishments and was absolutely fine with it.
I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this one, but the good people listening don't. So I'm going to ask anyway. But lots of artists are doing living room concerts and streaming them, like stripped down acoustic performances. What band or artist would you like to see perform a stripped down acoustic set?
Yes, you do know the answer. The Stones, hands down.
Absolutely.
Plus the, and again, now I'm kind of going off track here because I'm guessing if I had them in my home, you know, would it be a set list or would I say, hey, by request, I want to hear X, Y, and Z. But from what I understand, when they play smaller venues, you're not going to hear basically the greatest hits book. They're going to switch it up. They're going to play some, you know, older stuff. They're going to play things that, you know, weren't necessarily singles. They're going to play some things that they don't generally play in concert. So, okay. I feel like I'm redeeming myself a little bit because these last several questions I've had a more definitive answer on.
Well, get ready, because I'm feeling this one's going to trip you up. If you could have sex with a cartoon character, who would it be?
Oh, good Lord.
Well, to be fair, the caveat when I ask that to guys is other than Jessica Rabbit, because that would be every
Rabbit,
guy's answer.
I had a feeling, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't really have a caveat, because I don't know that there's one that every woman would choose. Nothing that springs to mind, anyway. So... yeah, it's a lot more wide open because, yeah, eliminating Jessica Rabbit.
Did you say there is somebody besides Jessica Rabbit that people tend to choose or?
Well, they have to because I take Jessica Rabbit off the table.
Asking
for women, I don't know.
Okay, I got it. Gosh, I'm trying to think next. Now I'm thinking of, you know, like you said, adult animation characters.
Disney princes. There's a lot of those.
I don't know. You said Disney, and for whatever reason, my brain immediately went to Eric from Little Mermaid, because I always think of the scene when she first finds him on the beach, and she's saying to, is it her dog? Forgive me, I don't know that movie super well. She says, oh, you know, look at him, and she's just so taken with this guy lying there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why my brain immediately went to him when you said Disney. Because now, other than Disney, now I am at a loss. I'm thinking, okay, like I said, adult animation, I don't know... what I'm trying to think of other movie franchises. Obviously, a lot of the cartoons, you know, are not human.
True.
Characters.
So you wouldn't choose Homer Simpson
in terms of, you know, Saturday morning stuff we watched or afternoon.
You wouldn't choose Homer or Quagmire or anything like that.
Well, Quagmire, he wouldn't put up a fight. That's for sure. I mean, I think.
And your last question: if you transition to a male, what would you change your name to?
Oh boy.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think of male names that I've liked. Contrary to George Carlin, I'll be specific, opinion of names, because the ones that he considers kind of soft names for guys are kind of the ones, you know, Justin, Jason, you know, things like that. I don't know. And it obviously doesn't mean it has to be like the direct male version of my name, of which I don't think there are males like Carol O'Connor, Carol Spinney.
True.
So, you know, I could be really lame and say I won't change it at all.
It'd be very impressive if you just said, Jim. It was a really simple name. Like, Jim.
Goes to show, you know, just goes to show I'm not someone who is, you know, if I have, you know, children, I've got these names picked out, because clearly I don't. Hey, there's a character, Willie from The Simpsons. He's buff. Are there any women that would maybe go after him?
Nobody said him yet, but
characters you'd maybe want
to. Would you like to change your answer? He's buff. He's got the
you
accent.
Know, those that like an accent and they.
He's angry.
Or for that matter, actually, he's got competition because every now going off on a Simpsons tangent now. But for that matter, isn't and again, I definitely know the Simpsons better than I did several years back, but I don't know it inside out by any means. But from what I gauge from episodes I've seen, don't they kind of personify Flanders, Ned Flanders? He always seems to be buff when they show him. Is that a characteristic of him? And I'm genuinely asking because, again, I think you've seen more than I have.
Yeah, that's the joke, is that he's...
Every time they've got him...
He's perfect. He's
shirtless for whatever reason, is that he's like this built guy that's...
Yeah, he's the anti-Homer in basically every way.
Ah.
Stupid Flanders.
Okay.
I mean, that's where all that comes from. So are you punting on a male name then?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to hold you to it.
Going back to Jason, and it sounds like, but there was someone I knew. I think it was, I've noticed that unique names tend to catch my attention. There was someone I knew. I think it was the partner of someone I knew who was Jason. And if I remember correctly, he spelled it J-A-Y-S-O-N. And for whatever reason, I thought, oh, that's kind of cool.
I've seen that before.
Literal.
Yeah.
And that always kind of stuck in my head. I thought, oh, I think that's kind of cool. You know, I mean, and then literally you could go by Jay as a nickname. I mean, I don't know if there are people that spell Jason the traditional way that maybe go by Jay, but I thought, oh, I kind of like the Y in it. So,
well, Jason Mewes comes to mind, but
so,
I'm sure there are others who do.
So let's go with that.
Okay, Jason with a Y. All right, well, congratulations. You've completed the quarantine questionnaire. And normally I'd ask you if there's anything you want to plug, but you're not on social media or anything, so you folks can't follow her. However, you can follow me on Twitter at Chris Abalo and on Instagram at Chris Sells Out. You can follow the show at Cape Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe, share, and all that good stuff to support the show. We do appreciate it. And I'll be back next Monday with yet another episode. So until then, for Carol Abalo, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment.